Good morning, good evening, or good night, wherever you are. This is Mwangi. I know that the headline is a very provocative headline, so I'll just get straight into it. I was talking to my mother the other day about my blog, and you know, we're discussing the future of the blog, and I was telling her that one of the things that I feel very strongly about is that I do not want my blog to be a place where you come, read the posts, feel smart, then go home and do nothing. That, to use a crude metaphor, what I told my mom is I'd rather that you actually come to my blog, feel like a complete idiot, and end up going and doing something. So, we got to talking more about that, and basically what it led to was basically I was saying, you know, like I've been studying a lot about this outsourcing, that Indians are outsourcing this, they're outsourcing that, there's stuff going to Romania, the Philippines, and all that. Then I'm like, you know, maybe at some point in the future, I can use my blog as a place to platform outsourcing. So immediately my mother goes into telling me the reasons why this wouldn't work, you know, because my family was in the internet business. So she tells me, you know, the internet back home is very slow. Safaricom and all this. This is in Kenya that I'm talking about. You know, Safaricom, which is the biggest mobile provider in Africa, has been working on this issue. All the internet service providers have been trying to pressure the government to, you know, to speed up the line, get a quicker line, you know, get the fiber optic stuff going. But, you know, the government is slow to do it. So I said, you know, maybe, you know, through my blog, we can set up a way, you know, to get this thing done on our own, or, you know, to coerce the minister somehow, or just get some pressure somehow. I mean, we're millions of us in the diaspora. We have a lot of economic resources, a lot of brain power. Surely we can get this done in at least one African country. So she goes on to tell me, no, I mean, if Safaricom hasn't done it and it's a $1 billion company, cannot be done, and this and this and this and this and this. And truth be told, my mother might be absolutely 100% right. This might be completely impossible to do. It might be impossible to set up outsourcing or, you know, very many call centers. I know there are a few call centers already, but it might be completely impossible to take, you know, the whole model down to Africa because, you know, the government might never ever change, you know, might never ever make the internet quick. But here's the thing. We have not tested that hypothesis. At this point, all we're doing is really thinking and reflecting on it. And yet again, that makes me think, rather than actually thinking and reflecting and, you know, wondering what if and hypothesis and all that, shouldn't we just act on it, see what happens, and if we fail, try something else? I mean, it seems very simplistic, but I really don't see the reason why we don't do it. I mean, it's like, for example, should people in the diaspora, you know, decide that we're going to start... This is all, by the way, as a hypothetical. I'm not saying that this is what we should do, but I'm just saying, I'm taking this as a hypothetical. Let's assume that we decide, you know, that we want to start outsourcing. As in, without even reading a book, without even any further study, I know that we have enough people who have enough knowledge somewhere in the diaspora that we can actually go home and set up an outsourcing center or call center or whatever. And, you know, let's assume that issue of the, you know, government bureaucracy comes up. I know that somewhere there's a Rhodes Scholar, an Oxford University person, a political scientist, a lecturer, someone who can actually guide us and, you know, help us through these issues of getting through this barrier of, you know, getting the government to increase the speed. If not, maybe we can think of other ways to do it. I don't know. Maybe we can, you know, move it to another country. Maybe it can, I don't even know. You know, it can work through the mobile infrastructure. I really don't know. But the fact of the matter is, as opposed to, you know, really talking, because I'll actually tell you something very interesting. I'm actually at a stage in my life where I cannot read a book. My body refuses for me to read a book. If I pick up a book to read it, I can't read it. Because anytime I start reading a book, I always get the exact same thought in my head. Nope, you haven't done enough with your life. You haven't done enough with your life. Use all the knowledge that you have. So the reason that I'm saying to you should stop reading now is very simple. If you can hear what I'm saying and understand what I'm saying and understand the contents of this blog, chances are you are much smarter than I am. You're an incredibly intelligent individual who has a lot of knowledge. If I could ask you to sit down, you could probably write a novel on some topic or some area of life. Regardless of how obscure, you can write about something. That I know. Because, I mean, I've been with Africans for a long time and I know we're many things but stupid, and books stupid especially, we're not. So basically all I'm telling you is it doesn't matter what you really want to achieve with your life. Chances are you kind of already know most of the things that you need to do to get it done. Whether it's that you want to lose weight, you've probably already heard about calories and, you know, and detox and, you know, diet, vegetables and all of that. You've probably heard about that hundreds and millions of times, and you probably know exactly what you should do. You know that you should eat vegetables, cut out the refined foods, and so on and so forth. Let's assume you want to go home and, you know, start up some project at home. You know, I mean, you probably have everything, all the tools and resources you need to at least conduct a feasibility study, at least write up an informal plan of some sort. And if okay, what else could there? Let's assume that, you know, you want to make a lot of money. Chances are you already know about all the investment vehicles that exist. You know how you can invest back home. You know how you can invest in the country that you're in. You know about real estate. You know about stocks, bonds. And if not, there are resources all over the internet. So basically, all I'm telling you is today, whatever your goal is in life, stop reading a book and just act. Just do it. Seriously. If you're in the diaspora, you are in the land that is full of milk and honey. It is full of opportunity. There are a lot of safety nets in that society that so that, you know, there's a higher chance and a higher tolerance for failure. So please take advantage of that. A lot of you might end up going back to Africa, and you know in Africa, tolerance and failure are not exactly, you know, they're not exactly things that are taken well. And in addition to that, you know, if you fail, a lot of you might die or starve. You know, the consequences can be much graver. So take advantage. If you're in the diaspora, take advantage and act now. Let me repeat it again. Act now. So drop the book, stop listening to me, and go do something. This is Mwangi here. Have a fantastic day, week, lifetime, and I'm out.